It's day 26. More importantly, it's day 40 for Kim. Can you imagine another 2 weeks, Mike?
No.
No, it is getting that way. I'll grant you. I'm going to the chat so I can say hello to everybody. Today has been more chaotic than every other
day. Oh, Kim had peanut butter for lunch today.
You're only jealous.
Yeah.
You're very jealous.
We had brunch.
Why is my chat not working, Mike?
Refresh it.
Already done that twice. Oh!
There you go.
I didn't have peanut butter for lunch. In fact, I sort of didn't have lunch, didn't I?
As I said, we had brunch. Mm.
Yep. It was my idea.
It was very healthy.
It's Good Friday, so no meat. Which grieves me that, because I'm a carnivore, what can I say?
Apart from Lola, she had meat.
Oh, Lola's allowed. Lola's non-denominational when it comes to food. Hello, Kim. Hello, Paul. Hello,
Noah was
Jonathan.
The same. He didn't understand Good Friday.
He didn't, but then, you know, he was Mayor Eric Giles Thomas, a non-denominational. Bless him. Yeah, yeah, she's got lots of names, hasn't she, Lola? If we included all her first family names, she's got about 17 names, so we'll leave that
Lola
alone.
Bear.
Lola Bear.
Lola Bear.
Lola Bear. She answers to Lola right. Bear.
Anyway, Kim, what did you have with the peanut butter?
We're going to have for breakfast, we're going to have fresh strawberries and strawberry yoghurt. That's a rare treat because I don't have much dairy. It was gorgeous, wasn't it? Trouble was, by the time we'd surfaced and eaten it, Mike said, do you want lunch? And I said, no, I'm full. So it was going to be a salad, wasn't it? Cheese salad. Didn't get round to lunch. But then today, I said 4 o'clock, didn't I? And then I said it had moved to 5 o'clock when the chaos landed. Yeah, chaos landed at 2:30. Why did the chaos, hello Paul, land at 2:30?
That was his fault.
It was his fault, you're quite right. Who's he, I hear you say?
Jonathan's just asked. Hold your horses, Jonathan.
Streaming it, Jonathan. Not happening. No, that was the chaos. Oh, Kim's got homemade bread as well.
Oh, nice.
Today's service is quite a tricky one. If you were going to the service, Jonathan, they come out and it's everybody. So we have two priests and two deacons usually. So the four of them come out. Think of Take That or Westlife. And they come out and then they walk in front of the altar. Mike's laughing because he knows exactly that's what it's like.
I'm going to tell him you compared him to Robbie.
Well, they normally come out and it's total silence, so there's no music like usual. It's total silence.
So it's not like a Take That gig?
Not at that point, no. No, the girls aren't screaming and throwing things. No, they come out in total silence and they stand in front of the altar and then they lie flat in front of the altar on the floor. Now, we haven't actually got enough room for them to lie flat on the floor. So they actually have to lie on the altar steps, which must be incredibly uncomfortable. Anyway... Because the deacon, we've got one deacon, the two priests we've got, one's retired. He's down in Birmingham in self-isolation with his cohort. What did he call it?
I don't know.
They're an order who go out. They're a missionary order. So it's incredibly unusual for them to be marooned, but they're marooned. So he's not there. Well, the one deacon is under house arrest. He's vulnerable and his wife's vulnerable. So that leaves one priest and one deacon. The deacon's doing the filming. So he wasn't there. So our poor priest had to come out by himself in total silence, lie flat on the steps, probably for 2-3 minutes, and then do the entire service. But half the service would be like a play, a bit like a passion play. So he's had to sort of shorten that and stuff. But basically, hello, Anthony. Hello, Deb, CQ. Basically, he's taken out those bits and he's left with the rest. But he wants these videos to go live at a certain time. So he's not live streaming it. He's sending me the video and then I'm supposed to process it. But like Mike said, why couldn't he have done it on Wednesday? I think the thing is, he's trying to do the mass as close as possible to the time he should be doing the mass, which was 3 o'clock. But he also wants the video to go live at 3 o'clock. Well, you know, for a mass he managed to get a mass that's usually an hour 45 down to 45 minutes. I'd have to have words with him next year about that. And he had to put the cross up as well by himself. So I think it usually takes longer because there's a lot of people going up to the front. But this time he was totally on his own. I said, can't you do it earlier? But obviously he's doing it as near as. So I get the video, Jonathan, to process. You'll love this. It was 1.5 gig at 29 minutes past two. And he wants it live on YouTube, only he doesn't know it's YouTube. Live on the website at 3 o'clock. Mike just looked at me. So, yeah, not today. But I set about it with great gusto. And it went live at 3 o'clock. I finished it at 2:55. So I must admit, cheated fractionally. Had the titles and credits there, ready to go. Slammed the video in, did some jiggery-pokery with the audio, which is still shocking, but it's the best I can get it. And we're going to have a talk about that, which I'm not looking forward to. And I had it up there and finished. It was a miracle. Yes, a Good Friday miracle. So it's up there and I presume he's happy. Not heard. Interesting. Did have people waiting for it, though, so that's quite unusual. So that there was that to do that was chaotic. Then I was supposed to be on two separate kind of webinars, but they're more interactive than webinars, for a course that I'm actually undertaking at the moment. So then I had that to do. Oh, yes, fun. I'm glad that's in inverted commas, Jonathan. I've just said to somebody who said, where's the mass? Everything that I've been doing, and then said, holiday, what holiday? I'm glad we cancelled that holiday because it'd only go worse. Right. Something else would happen. Yeah, so complete and utter chaos as per usual here. What's worse than that is, oh God, Donald Trump's on the news. Hang on, I'm going to have to cover that up with something. Oh, he's talking live as well. He's going to make a statement on the World Health Organization next week. Aren't they lucky? Yeah, I've got Maroon to sort out, and we've also got After Hours. So then Mike was doing, we're not going to give it away, are we?
No.
I think I've already actually said what it was, but not the full lot. So we're doing that, and we had what would you say, Mike?
A row.
Words. We had words. So, I usually say to you, Mike,
I wasn't going to mention
have you
that.
Gone stir crazy
are you,
yet?
Are you washing our dirty linen in public?
They're our family. They're the MacBites family. They need to know these things.
That we had words.
Right. They were words that made sentences.
Yeah.
But it all calmed down as quickly as it flared up.
We've made up now.
He wasn't listening to a blind word I said. You're about to say she wasn't listening to a blind word I said.
Go and tell your mother. Go and tell your father.
Like two kids. Jonathan, I didn't think you two ever... It wasn't a full-blown argument, Jonathan. Good
Lola
grief.
Sat in the middle.
Lola was just like, yeah, guys, just give me a treat.
She was full of fish, though.
Oh, she was.
She
yes.
did have fish tonight, actually.
She did, but oh, she had her full dinner as well. Yeah. Yes, we actually put some of our salmon. It was smoked salmon tonight. We actually put some smoked salmon in it. She couldn't believe it was hers. She just sat there and looked at it, didn't she? And I said, you're going to have to pick that up and feed it to her because she doesn't believe it's for her. Big brown eyes were just looking at us as though, could that best salmon really be for me? Are you sure? So then he gave her a little bit and it was like, right, give me the bowl, I'll have the rest. Oh, yeah. We now know Kim and Jonathan. Lola loves smoked salmon too. And that was special salmon, wasn't it? Because it had been near some capers.
It had.
Yeah, we like capers too. That was something we discovered when we changed what we ate. Capers.
Yeah, when I changed what I ate, I discovered a light white Toblerone.
Oh, let's not go on with the white Toblerone. Oh no, allergic to salmon. Oh, that's shocking. At least with bread, I can get an alternative or just totally ignore it. I didn't have, I've got a shameful admission to make. You know that basket of stuff that Mike's had to check out with for the best part of 2.5 weeks? And I've been doing rather well with Morrison's. Didn't last night. Couldn't get a slot. It was the fresh stuff order. So we were having fresh salad and fresh vegetables. Or we were trying to buy fresh vegetables. Didn't get anywhere.
I'm going to see if I can get a slot.
Oh,
I'll do this live on air.
Give it up, Mike.
Yeah, I have.
But because I couldn't get a slot, two things have happened. Calamitous. I might have to put the video up. I've just remembered something. But the first thing that happened is because I didn't get a slot at midnight, three things have gone out of the basket. Now we've got no batten carrots. And you know that sunflower oil we put in instead of the other one? That's gone as well. And you know the little gem lettuce that went? The replacement's gone. Crying out loud. When is this going to stop? Because it's doing my head in now. So we can't get any lettuce. We can't get any carrots. And I can't get any sunflower oil for cooking. So I'm going to have to try cooking oil.
No slots available at Tesco. No slots available. Try another day.
Oh, yeah, because we can keep waiting, can't we? Done. The only one that's available is the hugely expensive, how do you pronounce that? Filippo Berio extra virgin olive oil. But it's like 10 times the price of everything else. But we're getting down to the fact that the only oil that's left is crisp and dry, which I personally am not sure is edible. Gonna have to find some here. No, there's mild and light. That's even more expensive.
That sounds like fairy liquid.
Do you know what else they do that's so annoying?
Jonathan wants to go to Seattle.
I love Seattle.
There you go, Kim. You could have a lodger.
You might get to meet Kiva before we do. It's because I like Grey's Anatomy and I keep seeing bits of Seattle and thinking that looks lovely. Now, what they're doing with this food that's very difficult, they're showing you the price. And then underneath, they're supposed to show you a comparative price. And the way they do that is by kilo or by milliliter. On one, it says it's eight pence per 10 millilitres. And on the other, it says it's 2 pence per 10 grams. I'm presuming it means fluid grams. But how does that compare to the other one? Oh, for God's sake. Can you tell I'm getting a little bit on the fraught side with all this? I don't know what to put in instead, Mike.
Just pick one at random. Meeny, meeny, miny,
moe. Why don't we just use more butter?
Okay, that's fine.
Blended olive pomace. Has anybody got any advice on cooking oil? Because everything I put in goes out of stock. Have you tried crisp and dry, Jonathan? I'm pulling such a face here. Wasn't that the stuff you were supposed to spray on chips?
Yeah, I think it was.
And then do what with them? Put them in the oven?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. Don't eat chips. I could get a bottle of the good stuff, but it seems a bit too much to cook with. I need some sage advice on this. Oh, what's going on here? You're too kind, Kim. Tracy was so kind too. Oh, we shall have to have an almighty MacBites meet-up one day. That would be fabulous. Olive oil spread, kind of like butter. See, we would use butter for that. You could just grab two bottles. I wish I could grab two bottles. The only one I can get that's 2 litres is this crisp and dry. And I must admit, I'm not in the slightest bit convinced that it would be edible. This is getting very tricky. I was hoping things were easing off, but it doesn't seem to be. Now stuff's going out of stock, like salad, which does seem a bit bizarre. Plus the fact I can't even get hold of it. Let's try again. Rapeseed oil. See, I don't even know what half of this stuff is. Best infused garlic oil. I could buy something that you're supposed to smoke or something. Seriously, I could. And I don't think stuff that you spray on is going to do anybody any good. Why, when I've typed in cooking oil, do I get midget gems? Because that'd just solve the problem. Should we eat midget gems instead?
Yeah, let's eat midget gems. Jonathan uses olive oil spread.
Yeah, that's why I just said to you where you could cook in butter.
Yeah, I don't mind cooking in butter.
Well, it might come to that.
I've been cooking in butter.
Well, I think that's what we're going to have to do.
Right.
I could look up more butter because you can only have 3 packets of it. Don't get me going on that. But, so what's going to happen tonight at midnight? If we're still broadcasting and after hours, we're going to do the old, the dance, the food dance, because I need to get a slot. Otherwise, we're not going to have any fresh salad. I'm peeved now. Unsalted butter. No, I don't want unsalted. I want something that's got a flavour to it. I'm going to have to find another one if we're going to cook with it. But guess what I have found, people? Sun-pat smooth peanut butter.
Mm.
He He's interested in that. Now. There is a Whole Earth smooth peanut butter. These are all from Morrison's. I think they've only got the two. Let's actually try putting it in. So you want to get some peanuts? Yeah. I've just remembered what you asked me to check.
What?
I might tell him. Oh, Jonathan's had a nap. Excellent. Excellent. Game
More than
on.
I've had, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, we've just been working, haven't we? Right, we've got lots of different peanut butter here.
What if we fell asleep before midnight?
That's a good point. What if we did? Oh, yes. Oh, anyway.
We should pretend to. We should just do silence for 30 seconds.
There's something you need to do.
Is there?
Yes, what? Right now.
What?
Something new that we're using. Can anybody tell what? Hopefully not. The idea is that they don't know, Mike. But if you would like to do... Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow.
Now, why might Mike be doing that with a new toy?
To see if they can tell the difference.
Yes, to see if they can tell the difference. I'm sure if it sounded horrific, we'd have heard about it by now.
So what's the new toy?
They know about it. No, it says Mike's got a new mic. You're warm, Jonathan. You're warm. Ooh, pistachios. I don't actually eat that. Do you eat those?
Don't think so.
Weren't they in that Bombay mix you used to have?
I don't know.
No, I like cashew nuts. See, Anthony's spot on. Anthony's new spot mic on. Or new cable. Yeah. We've got him a new cable. Now, this is his fourth, I think. Not that I'm saying anything.
I go through cables like you go through keyboards.
Yes.
Everything else.
The first one you
and
had.
IMAX.
Yes, the first one. My iMac's not too well. That could just be me swearing at it all day. No, the first one we had was just a test one, wasn't it? And it was a bit short. It was a black one. But the carpet's black. So black doesn't work for a cable. I always fall over it. So we then went and got a longer black one. And what we did with it was we strung it around the room. So it was fabulous until it broke. And that was when he used to Dalek, if you remember. So we had to get rid of this cable, even though it was no more than like 3 months old. Then we went and got a shorter cable that's bright yellow. I can see it on the floor. That's a good point, Kim. Mike's voice is electric and you're shorting out the cable.
Guess what I've just found in my pocket?
A roll of poo bags.
A roll of poo bags.
A roll of poo bags. Careful, they're currency. Don't lose them. It'll come to that. I'll have to swap a roll of poo bags for a bottle of cooking oil.
Do you think dog poo bags on a roll is worth the same as toilet paper?
To the dog, yes. Well, actually to you, because we've got over here wardens out. I didn't know we had park wardens, but apparently we have. They're out making sure you're picking up after your dog and not doing anything you shouldn't. Yes. Anyway, back to the cable. So the yellow one has worked, and the yellow one has worked for a while, but it's a little bit too short. So we have broken the bank for the price of this flaming yellow cable, but we've got a much, much longer yellow cable. So we've now got to extricate the black one from where we had it. That's not going to be good. It's behind all the furniture. And when we've made sure that this yellow, the new yellow one that's 20 metres is working, then we'll put that in instead of the black one that's not. And at that point, it will probably break. And you'll hear all about it in flowery language if it does. But at the moment, it's all right. It's curled up on the floor at the moment, minding its own business. Right, well, there is peanut butter if you want some, Mike. It's £1.80.
Yeah, I'll have peanut butter.
Which one?
Smooth.
You want some smooth? You're channeling your inner Jonathan.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. Morrison smooth peanut butter.
Do I have an inner Jonathan?
You have an inner Jonathan now. And how many would you like?
Two.
Right. At the moment, they've got that in stock, but I can't get a lettuce for love nor money. Now, what you wanted was dry roast peanuts.
Yeah.
Do they have those in the States? Or is that an English thing? Right, dry roast peanuts. Oh, you'll never guess what I've got when I put in dry roast peanuts.
What?
We're back to the crisp and dry vegetable oil, 250 grams, 90p. I'm worrying about this. Oh, there was something that we got yesterday in the delivery that arrived and we forgot to tell you, and that's criminal, because you were all recommending it and we bit the bullet and we did it. And then there was an issue when it arrived. Somebody's not good with his sizes. We managed to get an entire bag of frozen fruit, so the raspberries and stuff like that. So Mike brings it in. I'm shouting down what it is. And he said, he dashes up with it and says, but it's only 80 grams. It's not a kilo. And I looked at this bag that he'd staggered up the stairs with, you know, 2.2 pound in a kilo. And I said, what are you talking about? It's 80 grams. And he said, there. And on the thing, it said 80 grams. And I said, yeah, but read it. One serving is 80 grams. Turn the bag over, 1 kilo. So he was surprised of the fact it was 1 kilo. So I've now got to make something with it. Jonathan says he's just given up looking at the price of food.
I agree with Jonathan.
Well, I actually had to ask Mike how much would be average for a bottle of cooking oil, because I have no idea. But then he wouldn't know the price of a hard drive, which is just as well. It was more than the cooking oil. But it won't be long before the cooking oil is more than the drive. Mind you, having said that, drives are going up as well. The price of these peanuts is absolutely criminal.
How much?
Criminal. £2.50 for 250 grams. That's a penny a gram.
We'll leave them then.
So Paul thinks they do have them in the States. There is some Morrison's dry roast. Well, let's try those.
How much are they?
That's £2 for 450 grams.
Yeah, we'll have some of those.
Right, they've also got... Just wait for his reaction here. Would you like some of these putting in, dear?
No, thank you.
Okay. Honey roast peanuts.
How much?
£1.50.
For how much?
200 grams.
Yes.
Thought you might. He loves those. Kim's going to tell you off now, teeth-wise. You can have them, but you've got to brush afterwards.
Why not brush?
Oh, it's like shopping with Elaine again, isn't it?
It is shopping with
it Elaine. It is shopping with it. It's really shopping with Elaine, but I can't get any lettuce. I mean, who's buying all the lettuce?
I haven't even checked my credit card, Kim. I'd better do it, actually.
That's scary, isn't it, Kim? You don't think about that. I must admit, I said to Mike, we've got, heaven knows how many credit cards we've got between us. But I said, the one that I've got on my Amazon account has now got all the food on it because he can't get an order in. So I said, you know, don't be balking about the price. It's not me. It's the food from Morrison's. But you've got an interesting tale, haven't you?
Have I?
Yes. Your mother. And how she was paying for her food.
Oh, yeah. My mother, because she's obviously she's stuck at home. She's only 10 minutes up the road. But even so, it's 10 minutes that we can't get there. So she's...
Can I just say it? That's past three police stations on the way.
It is.
Yeah.
So she's got friends who are going out and doing shopping or doing an online order and getting her stuff. So what she was doing was she was going out to a cash machine or an ATM, getting money out, holding it in a glove, putting it in an envelope, and then when the person came round
to her, the best bit.
To her flat and rang the doorbell and said, I'm leaving your groceries out here, she opened the window and threw the envelope full of money downstairs to them.
This is what we are reduced to. Oh, God.
So I said to her, look, if you give me the bank details of the person, then I will transfer the money to their account and then you can pay me when you see me. She actually said she'd send me a cheque. But I'm thinking I'd have to get out of the bank.
How the heck do you get that deposit?
To put it in.
Yeah, don't do that. Actually, sometimes you can take a scan of it.
True.
But I don't know if you've got that enabled. I've never tried it. I keep it very simple with the bank. They've got my money in when we're both happy.
I'll tell you what, it's a good job that the Catinians paid me that money back before I couldn't get to the bank.
Yeah, because that was quite a lot and it was a cheque. Yeah.
It was a cheque they wrote twice. Because they made a mistake.
It's just as well, it's all sorted. Yeah. So Jonathan loves honey roasted peanuts too, and chocolate covered peanuts. Not something I ever eat, chocolate and peanuts.
I do.
Shall I have a look if they've got any? Good evening, Simon. We're going shopping. I can't find a lettuce. This is a crisis. I've got no lettuce. There I am trying to eat healthily. I can buy nuts. Can't buy a lettuce. Who is eating all the lettuce? I'm not pleased, but I'll get there in the end. I don't know where these are. Little gem lettuce. I don't know what the equivalent would be. I would be assuming it was coming from over here.
Good evening, Tracy.
Who knows? Who knows? Kim says she loves your mother.
I know, I saw it.
I said to Mike, we can't have her going out to a cash point and getting money out. There's just no way. Because, you know, the people who are out there who are absolute idiots, and believe you me, there is a lot of those coming out of the woodwork right now. You know, they'd be mugging little old ladies who've got cash because they are that stupid, these muggers, especially when they're trying not to touch the money. So they're not just like grabbing it and it's in your hand. You're being so careful with it. So I said, we can't have her doing that. It's not safe. I mean, I'm sure NatWest aren't sitting there cleaning the money. On the, mind you, they could do it. It is rubber. Our money now is actually washable. Brings new meaning to laundering
Jonathan
money.
To eat healthily. When was that? About 3 years ago, Jonathan.
Oh, let's have a look. Let's have a look. Asked to do a volunteer card you can give to people to pay for your shop. That's a great idea, Anthony. Not heard of that. Mind you, we're pretty off Asda at the minute. Can't get an order. Good evening, Tracy.
What's Tracy growing? Lettuce.
We do try to eat healthily, Jonathan. We really do. We changed our entire food consumption.
Life gets in the way.
3.5 years ago. But right now, it's a nightmare. Because obviously, when we do a salad with lots of different colours, lots of different flavours. And you're hoping that you can get hold of everything, and you don't want to just sit down to half a salad or 25% of a salad. I remember when I was a kid, this was how my mum was. My mum and dad, dad had been ill and he needed building up. So he would eat huge amounts because he did lots of exercise. And he liked what he liked, and it wasn't lettuce. So I think I started school at 5 and I went in, and then one day, I mean, didn't much like school dinners full stop. They weren't like my mother's. And then one day I sat down and there were some leaves on the plate, and I thought it was a joke. I actually thought it was a joke. I don't know what the trees are, but we have these trees in the UK and they've got like green leaves. Have you seen them, Mike? Sometimes there's red spots on them.
Yeah.
Well, this plate looked like that, as though they'd just put those on it. And I thought, that's not food. And I wouldn't eat it. And of course, you couldn't have any dessert until you'd eaten your main, and I wouldn't eat the main. I went home and I was starving. And Mum said, you know, what's the matter with you? Well, what was for lunch? And I told her, and I said, it must have been a joke. They put leaves on a plate. And she had to explain that that was salad. Because Dad ate properly, and we just ate what Dad did. So I said, well, I don't like it and I don't want to eat it again. I don't want it put in front of me again. So to change what we were eating to just, you know, salads and fresh stuff, that was a huge change for us. But now I can't buy any lettuce. In fact, you know how bad things are here? I can't even buy any kale. Now, kale, I'm convinced, is not food. But we have taken to eating it. Nope, they've got baby leaf stuff. They've got frozen kale. But I don't want to put frozen kale in a salad. The thing that concerns me, have you ever seen these, Jonathan? It's a bag of mixed salad, which is fine. You know, if you want to call it a bag of mixed salad, I'm fine with that. Only it's called floret mixed salad. Now, in the UK, that's a problem. Because there is a brand of fly spray called floret. And I just can't separate the two. So I'm looking at this salad, and Mike said, get a bag of that floret stuff. And I said, well, you'll have to decant it when it comes in. So it's just salad. I can't even see the word, or I just imagine flies. It's just
in
my head.
I've got a question for our non-UK people.
Go on.
Particularly the US people. Do you have baked beans in the US?
Oh, surely they do. Surely they do.
Because it's, and the story wouldn't make sense otherwise, but it's going back to school dinners when I was about 5. It's my first day at primary school. And I'd always grown up at home eating like, you know, fish and chips and baked beans. And you'd eat the baked beans with a spoon. So when I had my first day at school, I was eating my baked beans at school with the spoon, and I got told off because the spoon was for your dessert.
Why can't they just leave kids to be kids?
Ah, there we go. They do have baked beans.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. Yes. I'm glad they do. I'm loving Jonathan with the WhatsApp family groups called Isaac's Lettuce Chat. Because when he was growing up, his dad loved lettuce and he had lettuce sandwiches. No, no, he's not. There's no lettuce, Jonathan. But if he finds some, let me know. See, that's what we're like, Kim. Going to the store every other day. I would say sometimes go 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
Just pick up the fresh stuff. But obviously, there's just no way at the moment.
Baked beans only in places likely to have British customers. Yeah, when I went to, it was the late 70s, and we went to Minorca for a week's holiday, and every day it was chicken chips and baked beans.
Now, you see, Kim likes sautéed kale with onions and balsamic vinegar. I might have to try that one now. Although I must admit, Irwin's tempting me somewhat with pavlova. I have got the red fruits that are frozen. I am hoping to have some cream, but we haven't got any right now. And dark chocolate, no chance. But Mike quite likes that. In fact, everybody likes that. I will challenge Mike to cook that when we get some of the ingredients that we need. No, there'll be no stories about baked beans.
Baked beans with potato chips.
In the UK, where in the country do you get most of your veggies? Most shops, to be honest, are huge supermarkets. We haven't got one round the corner anymore, have we?
No.
You used to get small vegetable stores, and they were wonderful. You would go in and you would actually pick what you wanted yourself from. It's not like a garden or anything, but you could actually see what you were getting and put it in the bag yourself. But now everything comes kind of hermetically sealed at a supermarket. We do have potentially a problem with getting vegetable pickers now, because since we Brexited, that was one of the problems, that the pro-Brexit people were anti-immigration. And there was a lot of immigrants coming over in the summer to do the picking jobs. Well, now we're all grounded anyway. So there was one farm yesterday had to throw away 4,000 litres of milk because he couldn't get it to market. And obviously he's not getting paid for that. So it's not good here at the moment. Let's just put it like that. There must be a problem with supplies trying to get it to the shops. That's all I can imagine. Should Mike ever get to be able to check out? You know, you never know. But at the moment, no, it's not good. It's not good. Oh, bushbeans.com. Oh, I must have a look at bush beans. This has turned into complete shopping, hasn't it? I do have, you know how like we usually have an idiot of the day? Oh, have I got some idiots of the day for you? Oh, no, see, those are beans. There's baked beans and then there's, honey chipolata beans, wild chili, white chili beans. I'm not giving these to Mike. No, I think they could be an acquired taste. I don't think we do much in the way of chili beans here.
No.
No, not like that. I wouldn't have thought so. Jonathan remembers when we had greengrocers. They were fabulous. They did have the best fruit. So one on Market Street in Manchester City Centre, and the fruit's amazing. That's probably because they go pick it themselves early in the morning. That was what the company did that my father used to work for. So he would be phoning in an order late at night, and the guy at the other end worked at the market, and he went off and got what was needed, and then it went over to the depot where my father was, and all his staff split it up and then sent it out to the schools. This was when schools didn't eat frozen chips all the time, but times they have changed. One of the problems with the milk is there's no restaurants, cafes, pubs open who would normally be buying it. That's exactly what this farmer said, but the interviewer made the point, surely, if you could get it to the supermarkets, they'd take it. And he said, yes, but that's not where his supply chain is. So they'd have to work out of that. Oh, Tracy. Spanish government announced they'll be lifting total confinement from Monday. Don't know about you, but it still seems too soon for me. We've had stats come in from Spain. I did say the other day they were kind of trying to say, oh, they're on the right track, but the figures were still scary. What we're thinking they'll do here, because they just seem to be pushing it that way, is releasing people, letting people out by age group, by location. But all that will happen is it'll push it forward and we'll all end up on lockdown again. So we might as well just suck it up, get rid of the thing, however long it takes. If it takes 4 or 5 months, so what? The longer we go here, the more marooned there is. So you need to be having a word with your governments. Jonathan likes the look of those beans. And they're not consulting the experts. Our government are saying they are following the advice of the experts, and they are saying that constantly. Boris is able to take short walks, but he's not coming back anytime soon by the look of it. What that will mean in terms of, I mean, maybe 3-4 weeks and he'll be back. 15% of health workers are infected or self-confined. We've got similar figures here, I believe. Our situation's been exacerbated by the self-confinement. They may not be infected, but they're not testing them. So they're having to self-contain until they're tested. They've got the tests up to, I think they said, was it 15,500 a day? Something like that. But they're certainly not testing all the health workers. And there's some horrific pictures going around of when they've taken the mask off at the end of the day and their whole faces are bruised because they're on that tight. Good news from Rachel, though. Did I just see a text saying her scrubs had arrived? Yay, Rachel has extra scrubs. That's pretty good, because when she put the order in, it was last week in April, early May. So that's fantastic.
There's a good line chart.
A line chart?
Yeah, there. Alcohol consumption in the UK.
Yeah, but that's an outlier figure, surely.
Is that because I'm on it?
Yeah. Oh, Anthony says, the first letter I have says 12 weeks in the first instance, subject to government review. That's the letter for shielding. Well, that would make sense to me. I mean, 12, 16 weeks, and particularly older people have already been told 16 weeks, haven't they? Which is why we don't want your mother going out looking for money. So Kim says we'll see a double spike when we come out of confinement. I agree with you, because people will go crazy. And there will be idiots who think we're back to normal. And I've just said to Mike, we're not back to normal. We've got that much cleaning fluid in the house, we can barely move. And I said to him, let's just carry on doing this. You know, cleaning door handles and stuff. You don't do that on the outside that often, being honest. I mean, our handles are white, so you can see dirt on them, but they just don't get that dirty. But you don't think, I'll just go and disinfect the door handles, do you? But that's what we're doing at the minute. So I just say, carry on with it. You just get used to it and it'll just be what you do. Your grandparents are getting better at tech, Jonathan. You see their full faces. Oh, that's fabulous. Some good has come out of it. I was a bit concerned when I got today's video with the priest. I looked at it and I said to Mike, oh, and he went, what? I said, look at this, there's so much floor on it. But what I do with it is I stretch it out to make it 16.9 and I lose the bit at the bottom. But his head was so close to the top. I thought if he so much as like nods upwards, he's gone. But luckily he didn't. So we just about had the head on. We also had about 3 minutes extra at the beginning, which made up for yesterday when he forgot to press the button. Can you see the kind of week I'm having? And I was convinced it was Saturday. But there you go. Six of your neighbours out. They just, it's ridiculous. Let me share with you this. Now, this is a summary. I read it because of the main top story. But as you go down the page, there's some more stats, and it's an entire... I'll open it up and I'll talk you through a few of them, because they're just... Really? Really? They are absolutely stupid, these people. Now, where's my chat gone? Hang on. That's that one. So, here you go. I started looking at that because this was the imbecile. And if you notice when you look at photographs of these people, I know it's not kind to mention that the looks of people, but
I agree with you.
They do look a bit lacking, don't they? Not being personal, just a smidgen lacking. But one was, it was the top one. He's been put in jail for 42 weeks. I mean, what kind of Muppet But as you go down the bottom, there's a whole range of bullet points, and it starts off with that guy at the top, 22 years of age, should know better. So he's been given 42 weeks inside for coughing at the police officers after telling them he hoped they died from the virus. This was because he was on the rob somewhere. Then there was another one who spat at the police while he was being arrested. He's been jailed for 6 months, and you just carry on going. The one that got me was the guy who spat at employees in Lidl. Warrington, that's close to us. That's about 15 miles away. He was jailed for 22 weeks. So it goes down. But there's another one, a guy at 40, knocking on the door of elderly and vulnerable people in Kirkley, saying he was an NHS volunteer and he'd collect their medicine for a small fee. So he's been done for fraud. He's been given a year inside. Just have a look at them. They are absolutely ludicrous, that what people have been up to. You couldn't make it up. You can't cure stupid, apparently, but you can lock it up if you can find it. I know, what is wrong with people? It makes no sense. This is the one time that you're all in it together. They could be infected by you. You could be infected by them. So there's something in it for them, I would have thought. But, you know, if they're doing that and saying, I hope you die, are they saying they've got it? In which case, you know, can you just drop dead? Because it make life a whole lot easier for the rest of us. I cannot understand that. Oh, I'm going to have a look at that one. Got a shout out on the Washington Post. Oh, fabulous. Now, I'm not sure if we can see the Washington Post. Is that the one you need a sub for?
Might be.
There's also one that doesn't allow visits from Europe. No, we're not allowed to see it. One, it's subscription, but more than that, they don't like people from Europe because of the rules that changed a while back. Take a screenshot. They should use them for experimentation. I could agree with that, Anthony. I had them on bedpan duty myself, but that would work. That would work just as well. And if they don't have the money, they should work it off. Exactly. But now they're inside and they're being looked after. But, you know, what can you do with them? You've got to get them off the streets. It's not fair to other people. One of those people in the bullet points was the one that I told you about a couple of weeks back, who was at one of the Tesco, I think it was, close by. People were in a queue 2 metres apart, and he's just going up to people and starting to touch them and talk to them. The police took him back home and told him to stay there. 10 minutes later, he's back. That was how come he got arrested. Could not make it up.
Rachel's basically said, I don't think she'll mind me reading this, that she got scrubs because there weren't enough to go around, so she bought her own.
Exactly, they wouldn't be her size either.
That's what she says. I've been wearing scrubs that are miles too big and the trousers kept slipping down.
She's about 5 foot, 4 foot ten is Rachel.
I'll not be travelling to and from work in them. I'll be getting changed and washing them as per protocol. Blah, blah, blah.
Protocol is get a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Shove the scrubs in them at work, and then when you get home, shove the entire pillowcase in the wash on at least 60 degree wash.
Just shows what conditions they're working under, doesn't it?
Well, they haven't got any PPE, have they? No. So, like I said, in Washington, they were wearing bin bags. Apparently, I did hear a statistic today. I'm assuming this is true. I will pass on your best regards, Jonathan. Not only are they wearing bin bags, but I think there were more cases in New York itself than the rest of the world put together, or any other country. Something like that was the statistic. You take scrubs home in the UK. We absolutely do, Tracy. Yeah, we talked about that. There used to be, every hospital had its own laundry, and they did all the sheets, they did all the scrubs, the whole works. In an attempt to rationalise the service, every employee, every doctor, every nurse, every assistant has to do their own scrubs. So Rachel was already bringing scrubs home and washing them. But now, obviously, you're looking at, I think she had 3 sets of scrubs. But I mean, it isn't unusual that you could use 3 in a day if you're with me. But now, yeah, absolutely, she's going to need at least sort of 10 for a week. So, yeah. Not in a million years sent to a special laundry. They used to be, not anymore. So no, what nurses have been told to do, which they're not doing because they don't think it's safe, is put the scrubs in a plastic bag, like a Tesco bag, you know, a supermarket bag. Now, the supermarket bags in the UK are obviously plastic, biodegradable plastic. I know in America they tend to be paper, don't they? Brown paper. But if you do that, one, it's open, and when you get home, you would have to open the bag and put the contents in the washer. So the nurses themselves have come up with a different plan, which is pillowcases. So they put the scrubs in the pillowcases at work and then take it home in the pillowcase, which means that the pillowcase itself is washable. So the scrubs never come out of the pillowcase until they're washed and dried. But yeah, they have all that to do when they get home as well. So when they're doing 12-hour shifts, they've then got to come back and do all the washing and ironing. They're not allowed to go back in unless it's ironed. It's ridiculous. Maybe we should go back to the specialist laundry. I totally agree with you. But that's not what happens here. And at the moment, although they're trying to get the right colour, they are basically wearing anything. If it fits and it's clean, then they're wearing it. None of the stuff matches. None of the stuff is to a specific specification. So hers are blue, very pale blue. Our dentist, well, my dentist wears black. I don't know what yours wears.
Blue, I think.
Your dentist wears blue.
Yeah.
Our nurses wear blue. My dentist.
I don't know. I can't say I've taken much notice of the colour.
I notice that the dentists wear black because I always think of it as they want to be the ninjas in black. The nurses wear blue and the admin staff wear maroon. So it's all colour-coded as well. But yeah. So you're not even allowed plastic at most stores. Ours are still pretty much plastic. The only company I know, food supplier, who doesn't use plastic bags is Morrison's, and they use brown paper ones. But boy, are those brown paper ones tough. They can actually put like 4 2-litre bottles of lemonade in them sideways, more food on the top, and then fold the top over and you then pick it up by the top. And I've not had one yet where the backside's fallen out of it, because that was my first concern, especially when I picked up the shopping that had the bottles in it. Things like, what do we get in bottles? There was jam in one, wasn't there? Not eating jam in years either. So the healthy eating's taken. Well, you see, I can store jam. That was what I thought. Oh, I know what it was. It was pickles, wasn't it? There was pickles. And Mike wanted some, is it gherkins?
Gherkins.
Gherkins. So we had lots of bottles and they were fine. They didn't rip or anything. Kim just wore whatever colour was on sale. We're all colour-coded here, Kim. I thought the first time I saw my dentist, he wandered in and he's probably about 5'6", something like that. And he comes in and I thought, black scrubs. And then I realised, you know, all the dentists have black scrubs, but the nurses have the pale blue. I don't know what would happen here for Rachel if she could only get like the wrong colour.
I don't think right now they'd care.
I don't think at the minute they would care. And plus the fact, you know, she's on the front line and she's got a special need in terms of size. Because she can't wander around. I mean, can you imagine tripping over the legs? She's just so tiny. She's like a little doll. I just can't imagine. I mean, she couldn't even fit in a size 10. A size 10 would bury her.
We nearly looked at getting a fancy dress nurse's outfit for her.
Do you know, if they'd have worked, I would have got them. I couldn't get them any faster than she could get them from the wholesalers. And obviously she's got more pull because she's got an NHS number to give them. So that was something that didn't come faster with Prime Now. If it comes faster with Prime Now, or just Prime, just plain Prime, can sometimes be 2 weeks earlier, then I would have sorted it out myself. But no, not scrubs to be had anywhere. And that's before we start looking at the rest of the PPE. I'm hoping she's got visors and stuff, but...
Shall I tell her we're singing her praises?
Why not? Yeah, tell her Jonathan sends his good wishes. Our MacBiters send their good wishes. Right, let's have a look what's going on. Right, well, we are going to have a hard out tonight, early doors, on account of the fact, you know, like last week, we had 93 slides to make in 50 minutes. Yeah, that's kind of sort of happened again. So we'll be finishing at 8-ish. That way I can hurry up with what's coming up. I think I've possibly over-egged the pudding, which could be good news, seeing as though Jonathan's trying to stay up till the end. Do you know what we were thinking of for Christmas, Jonathan? How about a 24-hour Mac Bites marathon? Mike's got a funny colour. Never mind, Jonathan. We could double or quits at the end of the year, Jonathan, depending on who's winning, on whether you could stay up for that. See how devious I am. So no, I've got no kale. Eva, I'm still searching for kale, and I've got none. But they've got ice lollies. Fabulous. Oh, we shall think of you, Kim, and send positive thoughts for both you and Kiva.
Particularly Kiva.
Mike, don't be rude. Kim's doing a sterling job. Imagine having to do Lola. We're washing Lola's feet now every time she comes in and drying them. She is disgusted with us. Not that she'd want to go out wearing boots either, but she is disgusted with us. Jonathan says he'd be like a zombie. I'm thinking that could be a good look, Jonathan. We might do that. Leave me with that idea. You've never stayed awake for 24 hours. Are you seriously telling me that, Jonathan? I used to do that all the time. I'd be up for work about 4:30 in the morning. I'd go to work. I'd be finished work by about 8. I'd grab an hour's sleep on occasions, but not every day. So most days I didn't bother. Then I worked through, and if I had an essay to do, I'd still be up the following morning at 4:30 and I'd go straight to work. Jonathan, don't have to educate the boy. See this millennial thing? Tantamount to a snowflake, Jonathan. Oh, poor boy, he's not got over being a millennial yet, much less a snowflake. I'm going to still try for this lettuce, you know, and I'm going to still be trying tonight for this lettuce. At the moment, no lettuce. Oh, right, Anthony said, when he was 18, he stayed up all night and watched the election special as it was the first time you'd voted and then went to college. Which election was that, Anthony? Because I'm betting I might have done the same. I did that for, let me think, 97. Definitely did it for 97. That was the one where Blair got in. I did it for the one after that. I've done it for everyone since, I think, including the Brexit one. And I see Jonathan's better at planning than we are. Takes a day off work up during the day. I do remember the Brexit one. It was actually, and I have done the US ones as well. I remember the Brexit one because it got to about 4:00 and I thought, oh, I'll call it a night. And at that stage, it was like we were staying in. So about, it might have been a little bit earlier than that. But anyway, Mike got up and he was getting up early. I grabbed my phone and looked at it and went, oh my God. And it had totally changed when I'd been to bed. Yeah, but I do remember him uttering the immortal words, Jonathan, well, we're out. And I remember looking and thinking, what happened? Did I blink? Because all the early ones were, no, in. And I thought, oh, this is a foregone. Which was pretty much what, what's his face was saying? Nigel Farage. But then it went the other way. So, yeah, you've got to keep your eye on them. You have. Right, while you're on this page, can you all let me know if it's working now? We had a problem with the feed and it stopped at 15. Anyway, I did a lot of kicking in the small hours of this morning, Jonathan, about 3:00. And it should now be working up to episode 25, which was yesterday.
It's so, working for me.
1992. Ooh, now let me think, 92. Can you remember what month it was, Anthony? Because if it was April, let me have a look, election, 92.
Would have been May, surely. There wasn't an election in 92, was
it? No, there was a general election. Thursday the 9th of April.
No.
Ooh.
That was yesterday.
I wouldn't have stayed up for that one. For the simple reason, if it was 92, I was doing my finals. So I would have been revising and on revision courses. So no, I did. I don't think I did that one.
That 3 days was, before I asked you out.
Yeah, 3 days before Mike had the wisdom to ask me out. So he was probably watching the election and was all overwhelmed. Decided to ask me out. Yay, poll sees day 25. Fabulous. And it's working for Jonathan too. Great. That's brilliant. Thank you for checking, guys. Yes, RSS feeds. Be the death of me. But I think they're all working now. Now, if you're subscribed to the feed, Jonathan, Have you gone back and looked at some of the titles of the shows? I had some fun with those. There's three on the bouncer that reference Jonathan. I'm going to wait for Jonathan to go and check in his feed. He has. Yes, Jonathan's pants was one. Johnny Eyes pants. I think Lola got a mention as well.
And the millennial one.
And the millennial. The Matt Bites millennial. The one and only Matt Bites millennial. Oh, you are famous. Of course you're famous. And infamous as well. Right. Has anybody got any requests for After Hours? You know, just in case I haven't got enough. Because obviously, need to outlast Jonathan tonight. Could be a 1 o'clock in the morning thing. No, I'm predicting Jonathan will do okay tonight.
Has he had a nap?
Bank holiday and all that. Yeah, but I'm one up already, so that's fine. That's fine. And of course, there will be a shopping with Elaine interlude at midnight. There's a crunchy bowl of salad there. I might end up with that.
Crunchy bowl?
No, not a crunchy bar, a crunchy salad.
That's have croutons in it, probably.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, where's the crunchy bit?
I'd have thought lettuce. Sweet and crunchy bowl of salad. A sweet mix of beetroot, carrot, sweet corn, peppers and juicy cherry tomato, suitable for vegetarians.
Right.
So, no, I don't think this is, because that looks edible. Yeah. By comparison to the other one, that house of salad that just looks like leftovers from the garden, basically. It looks vile. So I'm not eating. That's the kind of salad I can't eat. I'm going to leave that there and I'm going to try and get a lettuce later. Cover art competition for Marooned, episode 16. Oh, where's that? Is that in Slack? I haven't even had a chance to look at Slack today. Let me have a look. Where are we?
There's probably a comment you made.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, 16. He's 16.
Looking back through his feed.
Oh, no, it must be on MacBytes. Must be on MacBytes then. You're laughing at the title. Okay. Maroon 16. Let's have a look. Oh, that's back a page. That's back a page, isn't it? Let's have a look. Johnny's pants. You see, I haven't done that, have I? I've stuck with the same show art. I can't do show art as well. The fact that we've got 26 shows out back to back is nothing short of a miracle. Jonathan will tell the rest of you that. That is completely unheard of. If we make it to day 30, Jonathan, I'm going to claim something like 5 points ahead of you in the keeping awake stakes, at least. At least. Yes, that's Johnny's pants. Mind you know, we have done one that I could potentially repurpose. I've done a pants one. I'm trying to think what it was called. Oh, I know what it was called. But the show art was very apt. Let me see if I can get it off MacBytes. Let's get a link to the shows. This was one of the first ones I did show art for. There it is. It was episode 104. And it was back in June 2016. There you go. And the show was called We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off to Have a Good Time. And what's that in the middle of it, Jonathan? It could well be Johnny Eyes Pants. Because I've already got a photograph of them that Johnny himself posted. You like the show art for Marooned, it's called. Good, Jonathan. Keep your eye out in After Hours. The show art for Marooned makes a very early appearance. You heard it here first. Do not miss this. It's a classic. Right, we're going to have to go through. Are you going to finish the chat at some point? Put all the chats in?
Yes.
Because if you put the chats in, then I can get the volunteers who wanted to come on.
That one's in.
No, not just for that one. I mean the whole of Marooned.
Right, yeah.
Because we said we've got volunteers to come on via Skype and we want to do that. So we'll sort that. Right, well, for now, because we've got to hair off, it's 1 minute to 8, we've got to hair off and basically create a long show.
Change our personas.
In an hour. We can do this.
From Marooned to After
Hours. We can do this. Is the wine coming out?
Yes.
Yeah, the wine's coming out for that. Wonder what I can find to have. Might find a piece of kale somewhere, because I've got no lettuce. But we are going to head off. We will be back with you in an hour. So just for now, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you at nine. Time.